You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for tuning us in here today to WGOD, tuning into God's frequency today to hear a word from God today. And I promise you, friend, you won't be disappointed if you're tuning in to hear a word from God, because we let God speak here on this program. And we're tuning into what He has to say. And we do that by going to where He speaks. And that's in His Word. We're wrapping up this sermon today with the title of it. And that's the last portion of chapter 6 of the book of Matthew, where Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." That is, forget about everything else. Be willing and ready to give everything else up. If mammon gets in the way of worshiping God and putting Him first, do what Jesus commanded the rich young ruler. And that is, go, sell everything that you have and give it away and come and follow me. And if you would have done that and seek Him first, He would do for you what He did to Solomon. God said to Solomon, "Since you didn't ask for wealth and riches, since you didn't ask for the death of all your enemies, I'm going to give you what you want. And that is wisdom and understanding. And I'm going to give you all those things you didn't ask for anyway, because that's the way God is. God is good. And He'll do the same thing with you. He's no respecter of persons. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things," all what things? All those things that you gave up, all those things that you brushed aside, you got rid of in your life because you went after God first. You were a God chaser. Those are the things that will be added unto you later, just like He did with Solomon. This last part of this message now. We'll be back again tomorrow with another program in 1 Timothy. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. We'll be in chapter 7. We got a baptism. We got Holy Communion. Love to see you. Here's our last part of this message now. Seek ye first.
Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Why do you worry about clothing? Then he says, consider the lilies. Look at these lilies over here. Look at how they grow. They don't toil or spin. Then Jesus says this, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Why? Because all of Solomon's money made him look like that. And the lily had nothing except God. He was naked. He was all dependent on God for what that lily looked like. Solomon, he did all his himself. He bought his looks. This one depended on God for it. And Solomon couldn't hold a candle to what God created. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cut under Darren's lawnmower, will He not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith, Jesus is saying, don't you think God is going to take care of you? David said this in Psalm 37, about at the end of his life. He said, I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. Summed up his life with that statement. And since God is watching out over you, verse 31, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. Meaning, for after all these things, those that don't know any better think that. Not you. You're a child of God. Don't you know God takes care of his own? That's what the Gentiles say. What's going to happen to me? The children of God say, hallelujah, rejoice. The children of God say, every one of my hairs is numbered. Amen? The children of God say, if God is for me, who can be against me? The children of God say, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. The children of God say, we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand. You don't respond like a Gentile that don't know God. Or these fools out here that say global warming is going to destroy the world. Follow the Bible. Believe what God says. He is sovereign. This is his world. He's in charge. Though ultimately they're right, you know? Because Peter says the world is going to melt with fervent heat. You want to talk about global warming? They're right. There is going to be global warming. Zechariah the prophet says people's eyes are going to dissolve in their sockets. Global warming? You bet your sweet bippy. When God orchestrates it, be it next Tuesday or 1,000 years from now. Therefore, seek ye first, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Then he says, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Meaning, isn't there enough evil today to worry about? Than to go around stressing about what tomorrow's gonna bring. Just remember, God's in charge of tomorrow. He'll see you through whatever you're going through. If you die and leave this world tomorrow, oh, happy day. Because to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Do you have that peace today? Are you able to not worry about if you don't make it till tomorrow? Do you have that peace? Right? The Bible says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that peace where you don't have to worry about tomorrow? You can have that before you leave here today. By calling on the name of the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can have that peace before you leave here, where you won't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about its own things. Seek ye first. Put God first. God once said this to a little child whose name was Solomon. God said to him, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, to make a long story short, give to your servant an understanding heart, so that I can judge your people and discern good from evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech, therefore, pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this thing. Then God said, now listen to God's answer. All he asked for was for wisdom and a heart to understand good and evil. He said, because you have asked for this. I'm in 1 Kings, I think chapter 3, verse 6. He says, because you have asked for this thing, and you've not asked for long life, you haven't asked for a lot of money or riches for yourself, you haven't asked for the life of your enemies, I have done according to your words. See, I've given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall anyone arise after you. Then in verse 13, he says this, but I have also given you what you didn't ask for. Riches and honor, so that there will not be anyone like you among all the kings, all of your days. So if you walk in my ways, keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. You see, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Give up everything else like the one man wouldn't do. Give it all up and seek the kingdom. And then you will win the kingdom, and then God will give you all the other stuff anyway. Because he's good. Put him first. Seek God first. And all these things might be added unto you. All these things will. It's a promise. Take this promise from Jesus Christ today. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That is, put him first. Just think about him first. Put him first. The kingdom and his righteousness. Simple word, righteousness. That is, love what God loves. Hate what God hates. Do what he would want you to do. Be his hands and feet here on earth. Vote godly people into office. Kick ungodly people out. Get rid of ungodly judges. Get rid of ungodly people in school that are destroying the minds of kids. Get rid of abortion. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And then all this other stuff will be added unto you. That's my sermon today. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, we would even desire these things because they come from you. Because on our own, we don't desire these things. We desire evil without you. Thank you for following through on your word and doing what you said. You give us a new heart. We're born again with a new heart. We have new desires, and that is to love you with all our heart, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love you and your kingdom, to want to do good and righteous things comes from you. And we thank you for it. Lord, we praise you. Praise your holy name in this house today. I pray for my family here today in this church and those that on the radio that'll hear this. Show us how we can serve you better, what you're calling us to do, Lord. We, like Isaiah, would cry out to you and say, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Send me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All